Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints and friends, and welcome to the Temple of Healing Waters prayer line. Our scripture will be coming from Psalm 139, starting with the first and through the third verse. We thank the Lord for this scripture, for meditating on it, and for Him giving this to us this morning. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path, my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. And the word of the Lord is blessed. Father God, we thank you for another day, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity, this open door that you've given us to seek your face and to seek your face earlier, Father, and to seek you while you may be found. We thank you, Father, that the doors are yet open, Father. Your arm is outstretched still unto us, O God. So we thank you, Lord. And we ask, O God, this morning, Father God, first of all, that you forgive us, Lord, O God, for all of the things that we have said or done that were not pleasing in thy sight or in thy ear, O God, in the name of Jesus. We come humbly, O God, and we acknowledge, Lord, that you are the God, O God, of perfect knowledge of man, perfect knowledge of us, O Father. You know us, O God. You formed us, O God, and shaped us in our mother's womb. Thank you, Lord. This is so, O God, this is so great for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We serve such a great God. We serve such an omniscient God, O God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence this morning, Father. Thank you for touching us and waking us and stirring us and strengthening us to rise, O God, and open our mouths to give your name praise and worship one more time. We thank you, Lord, that we don't worry, O God, that you're not a God that is weak, O God, but you're strong and you're mighty, God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us endurance, O God. You said the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but him who endureth unto the end. So we thank you for giving us endurance, Father. When we didn't think that we had it, O God, hallelujah, you gave it to us, O God. You've given it to us, O God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, the Son of the living God. Thank you, O Father God, for your acknowledgement of us, your perfect knowledge of man. We thank you and we bless you for those who are on the line this morning who chose to rise, O God, and to hear your word, O God. We thank you for them, for the needs of them, O God. There are many, Lord. I don't have any knowledge of what they're going through, O Father, but as we just read, you know us, O God. You searched us. You know our down sitting, our uprising. You know the situations and the circumstances. You know what ails them, O God. You know what's on their minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for peace. I pray for the need to be met, O God. In the name of Jesus, you said for us not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. We thank you, Lord. So help them, O God, for those who, their families, O God, for those who are associated with them, O Father God. I pray for them and their families, Lord. I pray for salvation this morning for the families, O God. O God, for the urgency of salvation, O God. In the name of Jesus, help us to be, O God, wise as serpents, O God, but harmless as doves. Help us to be bold as lions, O God. O God, but harmless as doves, O God, in the name of Jesus, as we're ministering and helping and assisting and speaking, O God, and hearing, O God, what people are going through, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the endurance that you've given us, a word in our mouth, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you this morning. We thank you for those leaders, O God, that you, O God, have put up, O God. We thank you for those who are in place, O Lord. We accept your will, O God. We don't have any other choice, O God, to accept thy will, Lord, that you are yet in control. We have peace, O God, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, Father God. We will remain steadfast and unmovable, oh God, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for your peace. You are peace. We thank you for being the Prince of Peace this morning. We thank you for the leaders, oh God, near and far, those here in our local, oh God, churches, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for rising up, oh God. We thank you for raising up those men and women, oh Father, that you planted, oh God. We bless them, oh God. We bless them, oh Father, that you would give them strength to keep on keeping on, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, to run the race, Lord. We bless you for them. We bless you for our own pastor, Father, Chad Carlton, oh Father. We thank you for him. Thank you for, oh God, depositing, oh God. Thank you for teaching him. Thank you for the knowledge that you've given him. Counsel, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the love of the people that he has, your people, oh God. We thank you for raising him up from a little boy, oh God. We thank you for his mother and his father, oh God, for the teachings, Lord. Bless them, oh God, in a special way, ways that we couldn't even imagine, ways that we couldn't even attempt to even try to bless them. Only you can do it, oh God. We thank you for his parents, for his wife who stands by his side. We thank you for her ministry. We thank you, oh God, for who she is, oh Father. We thank you for their openness, oh God, their nakedness before you, oh God, first of all, before us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and for their children, Lord, that they may rise up and call her blessed, God, that they would respect, oh God, and honor them in the name of Jesus. We bless you, oh Father, for those, oh God, for the church, oh God, for the church as a whole, Father, for the body, Lord, for the head, God, for the arms, for the fingers, oh God, for the elbows, oh God, those, oh God, oh, that are connected, oh Father, to the temple of healing waters, and those that are to come, Lord, those that are being blessed even by our presence being in the town, oh God, of Dulles, Virginia. We thank you, Lord, as we come upon the season of Thanksgiving, Father. We won't wait until the world says to say thank you. Oh, God, we say it every day of our lives, oh, God. We thank you at the fruit of our lips, oh, God, that we would praise you and honor you, oh, God, to give you the glory that's due you, Lord. So we thank you even now, oh, Father, for the daily bread, Father. We may not have it in abundance, oh, God, but thank you for giving us our daily bread. Oh, God, we thank you. We've been young and we've been old, but we've never seen the righteous forsaken bread. Hallelujah. You provided. You are our Jehovah Jireh. Yes, sir. We bless you, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for providing, for taking care, oh, God. We thank you for fixing it, making the crooked ways straight, oh, God, for closing doors that need to be closed even now, opening doors that are being opened, Father, that we may walk therein, oh, God, that we would stand, oh God, and we don't know what else to do but do, oh God, that we will stand, oh Father, in our place, remain, oh God, in our place, oh God, and not to move until you say move. Yes, Lord, help us to be sensitive to thy spirit, thy still small voice in our ear, oh God. We thank you for keeping our loved ones, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those who we've committed unto you. Yes, Lord, we've committed them to you. You kept them, oh God. We thank you, Lord. It may not be perfect. We don't live in a perfect world, but we thank you for keeping them, oh God, for those that we prayed for and we're laboring for, we're fasting and praying for years and years and years. We thank you for keeping them, oh God. We thank you for our reasonable health, oh God, this morning. We thank you, Father. You're a good God. Yes, you are. You're a friend to the friendless, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you stick it closer than a brother, and we bless you for it, God. We thank you, Lord, that, oh God, you take strict notice of our steps, God. Yes, you do, Lord. You're watching us, oh God. And we thank you, Lord. You're helping us. You're assisting us. You are our shepherd that we shall not want. We look unto you. We look unto the hills from which come. Thank you, our Redeemer. We bless you this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For those, oh God, that are coming against situations even this day, oh God, that you would give them peace, Lord, that you would give them wisdom and direction and guidance, that they would seek you first, God, and all your righteousness, and all these other things that they're asking for, that we're asking for, oh God, would be added, oh Father, that they would listen to you, oh Father, that they will be obedient, oh God, in the name of Jesus. This day, Lord, we'd don't know what they're coming up against. We don't know what's on their mind, oh God. But, oh God, you have the perfect knowledge of man. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you are a true and living God this morning. I bless you, God. I thank you for each one, oh Father. Oh God, we bless you this morning, and we thank you and we honor you for this time, for even opening up this door every day that we come before you and before the saints and friends just to whisper a prayer in the morning, God. Thank you for hearing us this morning. We honor you and we bless you and we thank you and we love you, Father, that you would continue to lead us and guide us. It's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we encourage you this morning just to know that God's perfect knowledge of you. He knows your ways. He knows you. He has searched you. Be encouraged this morning. You're welcome to join us tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock once again on the prayer line, 7:15 a.m. on Sunday mornings at 44900 Acacia Lane in Dulles, Virginia. You're also welcome to attend our 8 and 10 a.m. services, where our pastor is on a new series, and we thank him for being led of the Spirit of God. Our new series is Operation 6. Come out and hear the word of the Lord. Be blessed. We love you. And we thank God for you this morning. Have a good day and a great weekend.